This is the Funville 9, driven by AAA, the official podcast of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Here's your host, Trey Wilson.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Funville 9 podcast. For today's episode, I got a chance to sit down with Spencer Bivens at Scottsdale Stadium during Giants spring training in Arizona. He put together a really strong second half of the season last year in Richmond. And then over the winter, he went and pitched in Mexico, working as a closer. He put up a 1.69 ERA in 27 games and had 14 saves. I was following that journey through his Instagram story posts and stuff like that over the offseason. Looked like he was having quite a fun time down there. So I wanted to make sure that we talked some about that. But that strong second half, his strong winter in Mexico, he carried that momentum into this spring. He pitched a couple of games over from minor league camp for the Giants, and he impressed enough that he was given a non-roster invitation to major league camp a couple of weeks ago. Since our conversation, he's been reassigned back to minor league camp. It was a couple of days after we chatted. But from getting that brief look this spring, it's just another accomplishment towards him getting a chance to make it to the big leagues. We've chronicled his incredible journey to this point on the podcast. There was an episode last year. If you haven't had a chance to hear him tell that story, I encourage you to go back and find that episode. After not really getting many looks at a high school, he went and played for a junior college down in North Carolina, Lewisburg College. He was teammates there with Baltimore Orioles all-star Cedric Mullins, and that relationship comes up in our conversation here today. And then from JUCO, he went to play Division II baseball, played in a professional league in France, and then indie ball before joining the Giants organization in 2022. And that really just tells a small part of his story. Again, if you want him to, you want to hear him tell that whole story, go back and find our conversations from last summer. But in today's chat, we talked about his winter in Mexico. We talked about his time in big league camp in Arizona and a whole lot more. Here's my conversation with Spencer Bivens. Spencer, it's good to see you, man. How's your spring going so far? It's been a pretty wild few weeks for you out here in Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty good. Just trying to throw strikes and attack the zone, and things have been working out.
It was a lot of fun watching your winter through social media, playing in Mexico. That looked like just a fun, wild time. I think they had you closing games out, right? Like you were the end of the game guy, right?
Yeah, so I went in there not knowing what my role was going to be, and like three games in, I ended up becoming the closer and stayed there all year and was closing games. It was pretty electric, I can't lie. It was awesome.
You seem like you kind of struck a chord as a little bit of a fan favorite down there too. What was it? Was it the playing with emotion or just pitching well, or was it just kind of how the fans are down there?
Just kind of how the fans are down there, but I think me letting go a little bit and letting the emotion fly a little bit helps for sure. And then obviously pitching well. They'll eat you alive if you're not pitching well. So, you know, I think it's a little combination of things.
Well, speaking of pitching well, you're here in big league camp now. Got elevated up from minor league camp, which isn't something that we see a whole lot. Usually they're, you know, trimming the roster down as camp goes along. But how have you been able to kind of force your hand into making yourself get an invite over to big league camp and get some extra eyeballs on you for a little while?
I mean, it's been a surprise to be called over here, but just I knew it was going to come back up some, and just attacking the zone and just kind of continuing what I did in the winter has made me successful, trying to translate it over here, and, you know, it's out of my hands.
Yeah, the beginning of your time in Richmond, I'll say it was a little up and down, it was pretty good, and then you really turned a corner about midway through the year. What was it for you that led you to so much success in that second half? There were some times where you were just outright unhittable in Double A.
Well, I was pressing a lot in the beginning part of that year, and then I kind of just, you know, calmed down and let it go, and then I got to start some games, and I think that was a helpful way to get me back in the zone and, you know, back confident. And then just kind of from there, I didn't really put my foot off the gas. I just kept it going.
Cedric Mullins rehabbed with Bowie against you guys in Richmond, and I heard you two know each other, I know, but I heard that he had some words of encouragement, or maybe had some advice or something, that saw something in your pitching that you took to heart, something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, so we went out to eat the night before that game, and he's kind of friendly stuff, it's competitive stuff, but kind of dogging my cutter. And at the
dogging your cutter, you didn't think your cutter was any good?
At the time, it was like I was trying to make it a hard slider versus like a true cutter, and I hadn't been giving people that true cutter. So he was like kind of reading me the scouting report on me. And I was like, okay. I'm like, all right, tomorrow said you're going to get the real cutter. And, you know, I ended up giving him one or two. He didn't put it in play, and I'm sure it helped me in that in the at-bats with him.
You've got a lot of friends that you've made in this game who've been able to, you know, just hearing your story from all these different places, who've been able to open up some opportunities for you or just pass along advice. It seems like you've built yourself a nice network of people in this game just by being you, just by being Spencer Bivens.
Yeah, I mean, my mom like kind of raised me in the. You know, as a sociable lady, so I kind of picked that tool from her, and I've kept a lot of friends in the game at every different route and corner. So it's kind of been really cool to see guys that, you know, I didn't expect to see again in baseball, and then seeing them later in affiliate and up here, and it's been really cool. I enjoy that part of the game a lot.
Well, it's been fun watching your journey to this point. You know, obviously a lot still to be determined on what 2024 is going to look like to start, but wherever you end up starting this year, I hope you have an outstanding year, and we'll be following along.
Man, I appreciate you, Trey. You know, it means a lot, so thank you.